This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You ever asked someone how they were and they replied, Alhamdulillah Kareem or Alhamdulillah Rahim? Never. When you ask someone how they are, it's always Alhamdulillah. Why? Because when you ask someone how they are and they say Alhamdulillah Kareem, they are praising and thanking Allah for His karam, which is His generosity. When a person says Alhamdulillah Rahim, they're thanking Allah for His rahmah, His mercy. But when you say Alhamdulillah, you're praising and thanking Allah for all of His names and all of His attributes and all of His blessings, subhanAllah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that the name Allah is ismun jami' alladhi yashmalu kull al-asma'i wa sifat. The name Allah is a comprehensive term that encompasses all of Allah's names and all of His attributes, and he based it on the ayah, walillah al-asma' al-husna. To Allah belongs all the beautiful names and attributes. Amazing. So, from among the gems of Alhamdulillah is that just by saying Alhamdulillah, you've thanked Allah and praised Him for His mercy, His forgiveness, His generosity, His knowledge, His wisdom, and all of these blessings. Allahu Akbar. That's the first out of the three gems of Alhamdulillah that we're going to discuss. The second, is it we praise Allah or is it we thank Allah? You know, usually Alhamdulillah is either translated as all praise belongs to Allah or all thanks. What's the difference? Firstly, in Arabic, there's a word for praise and there's a word for thanks. Praise is madah and thana, while thanks is shukr. And they are two different terms that are used in different scenarios. So someone you praise isn't always someone you thank. And someone you thank isn't always someone you praise. For instance, we took Sunday story nights yesterday, the story of Fir'aun and Musa. If Fir'aun was alive today and massacring the infant boys of the Muslims, but he spared your son, you'll say, thank you. Right? You're not going to praise him. You're not going to say, you're most merciful, you're the most kind. No, he doesn't deserve it. You say, thank you, Fir'aun. Right? And then later on, you'll curse him some more. Right? So you thanked him. You thanked him. Didn't praise him. As for praise, for instance, a device or a car or food, you'll praise it. Especially if your wife cooked, right? You have to praise it. So you'll praise the food. You'll say it was delicious. You wouldn't say thank you. You wouldn't thank it. Thank you for letting me gobble you up. You wouldn't, you know, thank a phone. Thank you for letting me press your buttons. See how praise and thanks are used in different scenarios? So what does Alhamd do? It takes praise. It takes thanks. Puts them together. So when you say Alhamdulillah, you're praising Allah for everything and you're thanking Allah for everything. And the third gem of Alhamdulillah, you'll notice it's not Nahmadullah or Ahmadullah. It's not we praise and thank Allah or I praise and thank Allah. Why not? You know, you're the one who's doing the praising. You're the one who's doing the thanking. Wouldn't it make more sense to say I praise and thank Allah? It would make more sense. But true sense is the Quran and the Sunnah. When you say I praise and thank Allah, okay, you're restricting it to yourself. You say we, you're restricting it to the people who are around now. You see? And you're saying we as humans, you haven't included everything in the heavens and the earth. You haven't included the animals that praise Allah and thank Him as well. They make tasbih of Allah. And we weren't always around, and neither are we always going to be around. So you've restricted it. But when you say all praise and thanks to Allah, Allah's praise and thanks is always was around, always is around, always will be around. You see the beauty of Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks belongs to Allah, as opposed to we praise and thank Allah. So those are the three gems among many of Alhamdulillah. We said the first, when you say Alhamdulillah, you are praising and thanking Allah for all of His names, all of His attributes. You're not just praising Him. You're not saying Alhamdulillah Rahim, praising Him for His mercy, or Alhamdulillah Kareem, praising Him for His generosity or His karam. And we said among the benefits of Alhamdulillah is that you're saying we praise and thank Allah together, as opposed to just praise or just thanks. And we said thirdly, it's not we or I, you're not restricting it to you or the creation, but you're rather, it's a matter of fact. Whether I praise and thank Allah or not, whether the kuffar praise and thank Allah or not, it's irrelevant. All praise and all thanks always did and always does will belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's from the beauty of understanding the Arabic, subhanAllah. And that's why the Sahaba, when they heard the Quran, had such a profound effect on them. And they focused a lot on Quran and Arabic together. The Sahaba would say, كان الصحابة يعلمون أولادهم اللغة العربية كما يعلمونهم سورة من القرآن. Or another riwayah, hifdhan. They would teach their kids Arabic just like they would teach their children a surah from the Quran or memorization. So a lot of the time we focus on hifdh. Yalla, memorize. As for understanding, where is it? And that's why we're doing Ramadan revelations in Ramadan, because we don't want to just read the Quran, we want to understand the Quran. You know, we know the Quran is a guide. How can it guide us if we don't understand it? Imagine, right, your GPS on your phone, it's talking to you in another language. How are you supposed to understand? Or as someone, you're in a foreign country and you ask them, take me to the nearest supermarket. And he speaks to you in a foreign language. How are you supposed to understand? How is he supposed to guide you? So if we don't understand it, how is he supposed to guide us? So that's why it's imperative that we understand the Quran, and that's how we'll get guidance. And subhanAllah, with the phrase Alhamdulillah, you know, you don't have to go too far to think, how can I praise and thank Allah? Right? You know, when someone gives you a gift and it's such an amazing gift, you're like, oh, I don't know how to thank you. Right? You're speechless. Well, Allah has given us so many gifts, and we don't even know how to thank Allah for all these gifts. Where do we begin? Allah said, don't worry, I got you covered. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. The first ayah of Al-Fatiha, the first ayah of the revelation, the first ayah when you open up the Mus'haf, it's the first ayah you read when you pray, you say it 17 times a day, Allahu Akbar, and constantly it's on our tongue, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. What an amazing phrase. So these are from the wisdoms and gems of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Hope you enjoyed Ramadan revelations for this evening. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue with the sciences of the Quran, 8:35 p.m. inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.